fun stuff, right? I really love that, though, about the negative emotion, just a reminder to practice the opposite.
Can I share something?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you said yes, thank you, I was really enjoying everything, but then this thought kind of peeks in about my driving and accidents, and then you know how something that's not in alignment with you will come up, and I'm like, oh my God, if I have an accident. And then I'm like, and then I wasn't able to hold that for very long. It somehow dwindled away. And then I said, yes, thank you for that too.
Well, good. That was from last week. Or the week before. It was like, how do we say yes, thank you to things we don't like? But the truth is, you know, today it's a great time to be alive because we do know we can rewire our brains to have different default thought modes. And so if you can say yes, thank you, not because you want the accident or the big repair bill or the stuck feeling or the in-between or the lack of clarity or the excess weight or whatever, or the argument or the miscommunication, not because you want more of that, but what we absolutely know, you've heard the cliche all the time, what you resist persists. But if you could say yes, thank you, what it really means is I'm saying yes, thank you to life. And life does look like this, and this does happen, but this is not who I am, and this is not where I'll stay, and this will not last forever. So yes, thank you that it happened, and now it's over. And the most powerful teacher I've ever heard on that is Byron Katie. She said, well, if you get hit, then you want to be grateful because it's over. And I was like, well, okay, I don't think I'd be that fast. But she says, you know, it already happened. It's over. You could feel good immediately after it's over. And I was like, well, okay, that'll take some work. But this is a little bit softer. It's the same theory, though. So if an accident did happen, well, yes, thank you, then I'm still here to think the thoughts, yes, thank you, instead of in the back of an ambulance or gone, right? Yes, thank you that I'm really clear. I don't ever want that to happen again. And yes, thank you that the people who will help me will show up. And yes, thank you that it wasn't worse than it is. And yes, thank you. You know, it's just a reprogramming. But basically what you're saying is something I don't think we've heard, but we've never really resonated with. Thank you for my life, whatever it looks like. And when you can reach that level of gratitude, the magic does happen all the time, every day. So it's a fun invitation. And you just begin with 17 seconds. Isn't that fun? So often when I'm teaching or working with people about visualization or positive affirmations, I'll say, well, it's really a commitment. Because most people, not people who have been tapping and doing a lot of work, but most people, if you ask them to think of something that feels good for 3 minutes, people really struggle with that. And not because any of us live so horribly. It's just a lack of practice. And if you ask people, well, tell me what you want, they can tell you what they do not want, and yet it's really difficult for most of us until we've practiced it to speak only that which we would like without mentioning things we don't like. Isn't that interesting? And so those are little ways for you to pay attention and tweak your resonance with allowing in more good. Good? Okay, big breath.